This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, another Katrina coup de grace for lower-income homeowners. Katrina is now more than 17 years ago. That's a long time. New Orleans should be way over the storm by now. Unfortunately, people are still trying to get home. Others are still in a half-life of rebuilding from paycheck to paycheck. The Lower Ninth Ward, home of low and moderate-income working black families in 2005, is still a long way from recovery. Even after all this time, shoes are still dropping. Saying, "I told you so," brings no comfort, even if it answers finally some nagging questions. Some years passed. In 2011, I wrote a book about Katrina, one of a shelf of volumes on the storm, The Battle for the Ninth Ward, Acorn, Rebuilding New Orleans, and the Lessons of Disaster. One of the lessons I pulled from the torturous rebuilding process, such as it was, maintained that it would have been the better course for the Democratic governor at the time, Kathleen Blanco, to push the money out as soon as the state received it, rather than stretching out the already dilatory process created by congressional delays. I argued that Louisiana should have stiffened up against potential charges of corruption or leakage in order to get the money out, the building done, and people home. The endless process of the Road Home program kept people away from home. Now a report by the Times-Picayune Advocate, WWL-TV, and ProPublica confirms that in terms of disaster relief, the negotiations with Congress led to a one-off series of standards for distributing recovery money, unlike anything FEMA had applied before or that Congress had mandated in appropriations previously. Standards, in fact, that have only also never been applied subsequently over the last 17 years. Rather than distributing what was needed to rebuild the homes, the relief was calculated on home and property values at the time of the storm. The congressional rationale focused on Louisiana's reputation for corruption, but the facts of the matter were racist and classist, penalizing low and moderate income neighborhoods that were largely black compared to white, middle class, and wealthier areas where home values were higher. The formula also ignored the reality that communities like the Lower Ninth Ward took the brunt of the storm, its levee breaches, and flooding, making the rebuilding more extensive and, of course, more expensive. Many of these homes also had inadequate home and flooding insurance, but even if they had had such coverage, it would have been deducted from the grant from Road Home. A chart in the papers comparing a middle-income black area to a white area found 31% of the replacement cost uncovered by any source in the black area and only 15% in the white neighborhood. Needless to say, the richer families also had more resources to fill the gap, while many lower-income families are still piecing it together. With control in the House of Representatives changing now, one of the topics the conservatives want to investigate is graft in the pandemic recovery money to business and families. Reportedly, the numbers are in the billions. For my part, I'll applaud Biden for having learned the lesson of Katrina. Better to duck the brickbats later and keep people on their feet and put them back in their homes as fast as possible than dilly-dallying around and worsening the tragedy. Learn the lessons from Katrina. Get the money out the door ASAP and let the rough edge drag. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.